Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. Over nearly 30 years, the Cochrane Acute Respiratory Infections Group has produced close to 200 reviews. One of their earliest, Antibiotics for Acute Otitis Media in Children, was first published in the year 2000, and it was updated for the fourth time in November 2023. Here's two of the authors, Sharon Sanders and Paul Glasziou from the Institute for Evidence-Based Healthcare at Bond University in Australia, to talk about the latest findings.
Hello, Paul, and thanks very much for talking with me today. Shall we begin with a few words about acute otitis media, or AOM? What exactly is it?
Hello, Sharon. It's good to be here. Acute otitis media is an infection of the middle ear, or the space that's just behind the eardrum. It causes pain in the ear, and it can also cause some general symptoms of illness, such as fever and irritability, and in young kids, problems with feeding and sleeping. It's very common in children, and most will have had at least one episode by the time they are 3 years of age.
Thanks, Paul. I know that antibiotics are one of the treatments that doctors might prescribe for children with acute otitis media. Why is that, and why is this review important?
Well, it's generally believed that acute otitis media is caused by germs, such as bacteria or viruses, moving up from the throat into the ear when a child has a cold. Since antibiotics are used to treat infections caused by bacteria, they are often given to children with acute otitis media to help them recover more quickly and to prevent complications. However, it's important to know how effective they actually are. And we did this review to find out whether antibiotics given to children with acute otitis media reduces their pain in particular. We also wanted to know if antibiotics can reduce complications, such as holes or tears in the eardrum, or spread of the infection to other parts of the ear, or repeated infection or hearing problems in the weeks after the infection.
What evidence was out there, and what does it say about antibiotics as a treatment for acute otitis media in children?
Well, we found 13 clinical trials that included just over 3,400 children. So these compared antibiotics with a placebo, which is a dummy medicine that looked like the antibiotic, but did not contain any of the antibiotic ingredient. Based on the findings from those studies, antibiotics reduced the number of children who would have pain in their ear 2 to 3 days after they'd seen the doctor, by a small amount, though, compared with the placebo. In terms of complications, antibiotics reduced the number of children who had an abnormal functioning of the ear, again, by a small amount, a couple of weeks after the infection, but not any time beyond that. Antibiotics also slightly reduced the number of children with a ruptured eardrum and infection in the other ear, but did not reduce the number of children who got acute otitis media again. That is a recurrence. For the more serious complications, we're not sure whether antibiotics can reduce these, which also include the spread of the infection to other parts of the ear, because all of the studies were done in high-income countries where these complications hardly ever occur.
And what about safety then? Were there any unwanted effects from the antibiotics?
Oh, yes. They were, and in keeping with what we generally see with antibiotics. For example, the drugs often cause diarrhea, vomiting, and rashes in the children taking them.
Okay, so what do these findings mean? Given the small beneficial effects of antibiotics and pain, and some complications and the unpleasant side effects?
Well, the small benefits of antibiotics must be weighed against those possible downsides and harms. One way to think about this is that about 20 children need to be treated with antibiotics for one fewer child to have pain at the 2 to 3 day point after the infection starts. On the other hand, for every 14 children treated with antibiotics, one child will experience vomiting, diarrhea, or rash. However, they're averages, and some children will be more at risk of the poor outcomes from acute otitis media and some less. And hence, the ones that are more likely to benefit from treatments are the very young children or Aboriginal children. Another important finding was that most of the children who did not receive antibiotics recovered on their own without any ongoing problems within a few days of getting their ear infection. That is, we would call acute otitis media a spontaneously remitting condition. Given this, we decided to look at whether it's possible to safely delay giving antibiotics to children with acute otitis media. To do this, we looked at studies that compared treating children with antibiotics straight away or doing what's called watchful waiting, where children are just closely watched or given a prescription and instructions to take the antibiotics only if they're not better after a few days.
And what did you find?
So six of the trials had studied this. These show that giving antibiotics straight away might reduce the number of children with pain a couple of days after the infection, but probably did not reduce the number of children with pain after that. Again, unwanted side effects such as vomiting, diarrhea, and rash were common in children who had antibiotics straight away.
To sum up then, what's your take-home message about antibiotics for treating acute otitis media in children?
Well, we know that in high-income countries such as Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada, most children who have acute otitis media will get better by themselves within a few days. We also know that antibiotics have only a slight effect on the ear pain in children with acute otitis media, and that one in every 14 children with antibiotics will also experience some adverse event that would not have occurred if the antibiotics were not given. Therefore, for most children with acute otitis media in high-income countries, watchful waiting, just waiting a few days without antibiotics, is an appropriate and safe approach.
Thanks very much for that, Paul. If listeners would like to read the full review, how can they get hold of it?
Thanks, Sharon. The review is available online at thecochranelibrary.com. If people go to the website and search antibiotics for AOM, they'll see the link.